This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers last year is still incompetent to proceed in a criminal trial. He remains in the state's mental hospital. At a court hearing Friday afternoon, a Boulder judge said reports from state officials reveal the man is still unable to assist in his own defense. Robert Old's niece was killed in the shooting. He says he's setting low expectations.
I build up a wall every time because if I get my expectations and my hopes that this is finally going to start, then I just get let down and the anger builds over and the frustration builds over.
Another review hearing was set for January. A Colorado lawmaker accused of voting from a false address has had his case dismissed Friday. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The El Paso County District Attorney accused Democratic State Senator Pete Lee of voting from an address he doesn't live at. The case also had implications for Lee's seat in the legislature because it implied he doesn't live in the district he represents, as required by law. However, the key evidence behind the complaint turned out to be faulty paperwork, leading a judge to dismiss the charge. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Xcel Energy is raising gas rates statewide next month. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission approved the hike that will increase the average residential and small business monthly bill by 3%. Xcel's latest rate increase is expected to make over $64 million. Rising fuel prices and a winter cold snap caused rates to jump last year. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 6:06.